This is CKMS Brady Waterloo, 102.7 FM, and you are listening to From the Void with me, Christopher Scherer. Well, hello. It's good to see you in the void again today. So tonight, I'm feeling like a real headphone vibe. Now, I know some people listen to the radio with headphones on, some listen through their phone, some listen through a stereo. I'm a headphone kind of guy. I also do enjoy sitting in front of a nice stereo, but headphones bring a certain intimacy. I find certain genres of music translate much better through headphone. There's like certain, beyond the intimacy, there's an encapsulation. You know, you, even though you aren't encapsulated and surrounded the way you normally would be, the binaural effects of headphones are second to none. And, in that state of mind, I decided to pick some songs that are on the lighter side of things, the softer side, for the most part. A couple songs will push some boundaries, because it is an experimental radio show, after all. And to start the show off, I'm going to go with a nice long piece. This is King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizards. Sorry, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, singular. Off their album Made in Timeland. And Made in Timeland is kind of the mysterious thing that didn't come out right away. It was kind of hidden away, and they trying to figure out if they want to release it for free or do a full production. And I think it just kind of slept out under the radar. There was no big announcements. There was no rollout. It was just, hey, Made in Timeland. And it's a great album. And it really is King Gizzard kind of feeling around in the dark, because it happened during a transitional period for them, where they were going from the avant-garde surf punk psychedelia stuff they were doing, and kind of pushing into a sometimes popular area, sometimes a more electronic, sometimes heavier. They were kind of putting their tendrils out in every direction, and this album is an example of them in that exploratory phase before we got whatever they are now. So this song is called Smoke and Mirrors, off of their album Made in Timeland.
Thank you. steering clearier. Watch it tear up interior. Inferior actions, mysterious, convoluted satisfaction. You see the suffering of others like you're above us and not among us.
Thank you.
Places. And there's so many things happening in that. They're so unlike King Gizzard, yet somehow sounds so appropriate, as if they've been doing that particular thing or that other particular thing for years. It's weird how they can kind of make everything their own. So there's a, I'm going to play a song by an album, by a band that released this album like in the last couple weeks. The band is called The Liquid Sound Company, and they also collaborated with The Herd of Instinct at the same time. Now, Liquid Sound Company is kind of an obscure band. They've been around for the better part of 20 years. And they're right up my alley. When I listen to Liquid Sound Company, I'm often hearing Death by Design kind of weaved in there. You know, they make a lot of the same sonic decisions I would make. So this is the new album, Cosmic Worlds, and this is the title track. And since we're talking about new albums, I forgot to mention last week, I got all into the email to the MPs thing about the grants and the financial assistance for community radio, all that good stuff. So I released my fifth album of the year, and it's the third album in a series called Everything, third and final, which is my grandiose attempt at providing an experience that is musical yet non-musical, and trying to encapsulate the ineffable in regards to meditation and psychedelic experiences and anything that where your consciousness and your body and the reality around you sort of all kind of blur together. And you have these moments where you see the imperceivable and you become acutely aware of a spectrum or a reality that we are engulfed in and encased in a mathematical wonder that we can't truly convey. It's like sand through the fingertips. Like the way a dream fades away rapidly after you wake up from it. So yeah, Everything, Volume 3. It's meant to be listened to in one whole piece, all three volumes, but each volume's over an hour long. It might be absurd. I've listened to it all the way through. I find it amazing. But, you know, you should find your own art amazing, because if you don't, why bother? So, I digress, as I do. Liquid Sound Company. Cosmic World. I'm really enjoying this Liquid Sound Company. I just discovered them recently, and it was a YouTube recommendation. Wonderful. I love when it does that. YouTube just brings something harmonious into your life. So Soft Machine, they're a band that started off as a bizarre thing that, you know, was almost hard to peg. The first two Soft Machine albums are just wonderful examples of avant-garde Dada art. And as they progressed from there, like the third album continued very much that same tradition as the second, but with a more refined, sophisticated edge to it. Where in the first or second album, it just sounded like musicians that had gone crazy. And then by the third album, they started sounding like crazy people that became musicians. And by the fourth album, the jazz influences were becoming very clear. I'd like to say painfully clear, but I don't find it painful. So it's just blatantly obvious. On the fifth album, they kind of dialed it into this weird, laid-back, less-is-more kind of direction. So this is the fifth Soft Machine album. It's called Fifth, and the song is called All White. Thank you. Now, I got a couple other songs lined up that sit real nice next to that one. But before we go there, because we don't want too much of the same thing, or too much of one thing, even though they very much aren't, we're going to go with our mandatory mic moment. And for this mandatory mic moment, we're going to go for a piece that is definitely headphone material. The thing with Mike Patton stuff is that sometimes there's so much going on, it's hard to appreciate it in one listen. It's easy to hate it in one listen sometimes. And one of his bands that's guiltiest of giving these mutant offerings is Fantomas. And this is off of Fantomas' most mutant album, I would say. Now, the other albums typically are a bunch of short songs with just a lot of information being thrown at you very quickly. They had the one album which is a bunch of cover or reinterpretations of scores from horror movies. This is an album called Delirium Cordia. And there's one track on this album, and it's called Surgical Sound Specimens from the Museum of Skin. Now, Mike Patton has described this as being the soundtrack or an audio representation of someone being awake through surgery because of a botched anesthesia, where they seem to be out, they're incapable of moving or communicating with you, but they're completely awake and completely aware and can feel, hear, and experience everything that's happening to them. So, Fantomas, with Surgical Sound Specimens from the Museum of Skin. Now, of course, I'm not playing the one whole piece. It's an hour long. I'm just going to play a little bit from it that feels appropriate, and then we'll move on. Hope you enjoyed that rather tasteful walk through one of Mike Patton's nightmares. Well, I guess anybody's nightmare, really. So, back to that Soft Machine era. Now, Soft Machine had a lot of this weird stuff going on around them. But even though they seemed like a bunch of crazy people making music at certain times, and I don't think that song before was one of those. We're going, these guys had a massive influence on the jazz scene because they really changed people's ideas of what's capable and what's allowed to happen on stage and on an album. And one of those bands was a band called the Mahavishnu Orchestra. Now, they were built to do music like that, to push jazz into these weird areas. Now, Mahavishnu Orchestra featured John McLaughlin on guitar, Billy Cobham on drums, and these two guys used to play with Miles Davis. And this song is a tribute to Miles. It's called Miles Beyond, off of Mahavishnu's second album, Birds of Fire. Now, another musician who is about to make serious waves in the jazz and jazz fusion area is a guy named Chick Corea. And Chick Corea was ahead of the step here a bit with Ma Vishnu, and they were kind of doing their own weird, cool jazz thing that was reminiscent of Soft Machine, reminiscent of Frank Zappa a little bit. But Chick had his own thing going on. And this is from his album Return to Forever, which then spawned an ensemble called Return to Forever, which in my opinion is one of the, if not the greatest jazz fusion example and accomplishments of contemporary jazz fusion. So this is The Crystal Silence, which is a song that has become a standard in the jazz world since. And again, this is a perfect headphone journey, so close your eyes and let the music just whisk you away. Thank you. Spine tingling, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Take a look at the clock. If you can still read and it hasn't melted off of you. We are entering termination process. It's been a good week. I hope you enjoyed the smooth sounds of headphone gasms or eargasms, earphoria. Whatever you want to call it. We're going to go into a... We're going to finish the show with a song that is by Devin Townsend. And Devin Townsend was a band, is a guy, not a band. This is the Devin Townsend Project, actually, their first album. Devin Townsend, as a musician, approaches his music like a personality disorder. So he has, like, Strapping Young Lad was his main baby for years, where they play this extreme heavy metal. Like, it's like it was so genre-bending and groundbreaking. It makes me proud to be Canadian. But inside of this metal, you would hear little hints of this, like, psychedelic progressive guy just itching to get out of this cage. And at the same time, he was releasing these almost unknown solo albums under the Devin Townsend name. Great stuff. Some of it would sound as aggressive and insane as Strapping Young Lad, but some of it would sound just... It would wash you away. Like, he would create this sound, these soundscapes that were just so immense and huge. They sounded like parts of Earth. Just like, you know, he wrote a song about a mountain, and it sounds like a mountain. He wrote the angriest song about recycling that could ever exist, the song called Earth Day. And it's I should play it sometime. I think I even talked about the song before, and I talked about playing it one day, and maybe I will. I really should. It's hilarious. But anyway, inside of all this, these separations of projects and places and genres, you know, he was pushing himself with drugs and alcohol into these certain areas and messing with his medications, and it wasn't good. And he walked away from music. He quit. And they decided to release this solo album from home that made him realize that he has control. He doesn't need to mess with medication or even take any medication for any reason. And decided to put a band together to sort of push his newfound sobriety and perspective on life and music into a wonderful new direction. And this song is off that album. And the amount of restraint... This song sounds like a beast, just trying. So this is Gatto by Devin Townsend off his album, Key.